Wow! What an atmosphere. Please find a place to sit or stand. Hallelujah. Ushers, get seated. Are you ready for what God is going to do in your life tonight? Then let's welcome BDR to bless us with a song.
Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now. He is here to meet your need, to set the captive free. Oh, Jesus is here right now. If you feel all hope is gone, and you fight the battle alone, and you can find peace of mind nowhere, Jesus will visit you today, chase the dark clouds away. Oh, Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now. Jesus, he's here right now. And he is here to meet your need, to set the captive free. Oh, Jesus is here right now. If you feel nobody cares and life has been unfair, you can't find peace of mind nowhere, he is here to take your hand, lift you up and make you stand. Oh, Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Do you believe Jesus is here tonight? He is going to meet your need. He is going to touch your life. And best of all, he is going to use a man. A man he has anointed with power to preach the word of God and to minister the power of God to you. If you are ready to receive this man, then rise your feet as we welcome evangelist that you are built to minister tonight.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say, I believe God's word is still the same.
I expect a miracle.
And I expect a miracle today.
Lift up your hands. Father, thank you for tonight. In Bindura. Thank you for your mercies of salvation and miracles and resurrection power that is administered to everyone here today. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Holy Spirit, come and fill this great stadium tonight. Lead by your mighty presence. Heal by your mighty power. In the name of Jesus, save every soul here tonight. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. First of all, I want to say thank you to the pastors of Bindura, the BOT chairman, the professor. This is the first time we have had a professor as a BOT chairman.
Wow.
And all the other pastors for your great support for this campaign. If you had not supported the campaign, we could not possibly be here in Bindura. God bless you. And Bindura is going to be a center of light and prosperity again.
Bindura, ichala nongo nyayechieza, uye nekubudirira.
We also thank our provincial minister.
Tenda zvakare provincial minister vedu.
For his presence.
Ne uvapo wavo.
And his powerful speech. He has revealed to us many things which we suspected. We suspected that there was a lot of evil in politics, and he has shown us that. It is not easy for a Christian to be in politics. Democracy makes people into liars. Because democracy makes you have to win people's popular vote. A lot of everybody has to like you, and you have to please people. So it is a bad system for which unfortunately is the main system in the world. So you have politicians, good people often are forced to please everybody. They pretend to be this, they pretend to be that, they are every time pretending. So we thank God for one politician who says he's serving Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, Minister, we thank you.
Minister,
and we shall expect you in Ghana. We shall pray for you, and we pray for all the politicians. It is because of politics that Pontius Pilate handed over Jesus Christ.
Ina we matonge rwenyi kaya kaita kuti Pontius Pilate ati Jesu garo veri.
Pontius Pilate was going about to release Jesus. Then people started to say, hey, you are not loyal to Caesar.
Pondio Pilato wakanga kuda kusunungura Jesu. Vanhu ndokudaidzira zvikanzi, hey, hauzvisi pasi pa Kesari.
And he immediately changed.
Ndokushanduka chiripo ripocho.
When he heard his political power mentioned, he handed over his morals, the truth, and crucified good and bad together on the same day. One day I met a politician. He said to me, you say what is right, we say what is politically correct. That is why as Christians, we must always pray for whoever is in power.
Dokusakariri basa redu isu sama Kristu. Kuti tinyengeterere ani nani aripa basa ro tungamiri.
Many forces are pushing them when they are there. But your prayers will block evil spirits from working in their lives.
Masimba mazhinji uye makukutu anenge achida kuvasunda. Vari papo, asimi nyengetero edu, ichava fikirira, nekuwa tzivirira, nestara Jesu Christu.
How many are going to pray for your leaders and your government?
Vangani vachana matirira, vatunga miriri babo, ne hurumende yavo.
So we also thank the government for allowing the crusade. Because if an evil spirit had spoken to the politician, said, don't allow the crusade. That's it. No crusade. Amen.
Amen.
So always pray for your leaders, and we thank the government for opening up the whole of Zimbabwe for us to preach about Jesus Christ in the nation. And that is going to be the greatest blessing for Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is now covered with a special glory and light all over from north to south. Tonight, my subject I'm preaching about is resurrection power. Wow. John chapter 11, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, he shall live again. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Jesu akati, ndini kumuka ne upenyu. Ani nani anotenda mandiri. Kunyangwe akafa uchararama. Unotenda here is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Jesu Christu ndiye mwanakomana wa Mwari.
God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God did not love the world and just sent a prophet. He sent his son. God so loved the world that he sent his son, not his prophet. He was a prophet, but he was his son. So Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Mwari wakadanyika akatumira mwanakomana wake kunyangwa angari muprofita asi mwari akadanyika akatumira mwanakomana wake Jesu Christ.
Now if you are the Son of God and you are not a carpenter, You must prove that you are the son of God. You can't say big things and get away free.
Zino, kana uchizituri mwana koma na wamari. Uziri mwezi. Usataura mashoko makuru. Hoko angozi unore kirigwa uchienda. Zira tizi kutu unore mashoko wani.
Now, one of the reasons why they killed Jesus Christ was because he said he was the son of God. They don't, you see, Jews don't like such things. You cannot just say, I am God. Like if I came to Bindura, I say, I am God. Or I am the son of God. Hey! How am I the son of God? I have to be serious to say something big like that.
Saka andika ngouya kupindura ndoti ndiri mwari kana mwana koma na mwari ndine zvinofanwa kuratidzira zvinorevesa kuti zviro kwazvo uyu mwana koma na mwari.
So when Jesus came, he set about to prove that he was the son of God whilst on earth.
Saka Jesu pakauya akapinda pabasa rekuzvionesa nekuzviratidza pachena kuti ndiye mwanakomana waMwari achiri panyika.
And one of the ways he did so many things, he walked on water, which ordinary people, even when they are walking on the sand, they fall down. Jesus walked on water.
Saka wakaita zvinhu zvizhinji. Chimwe chazo kufamba pamusoro pemvura. Asi vamwe vedu tichifamba pamusoro pechecha tinongohwira pasi zvakadaro.
Jesus Christ took 5,000 people to eat chisanyama. 5,000. He fed 5,000 people in one go. You feed 3 people, 4, and your money is finished. Jesus fed 5,000 people in one day.
Jesu wakapa zvokudya kana kuti ngati wakagochera vanhu zvuru zvishanu akavapa zvokudya. Iwe unokundikana vatatu nevana unenge watogomberwa zvarema.
But one of the things that Jesus did was he showed us about the greatest problem of human beings is death.
Wakazotiratidza Jesu kuti dambudziko rinova gukutu kana kuti hombe revanhu rufu.
All of us on the stage, our greatest problem is that we will die.
Tese tiri pano pamusoro panapa dambudziko redu guru nderekuti tose.
Look at the pastors on stage. All of them are going to die. Not even one of these pastors can escape. In 50 years from now, none of them will be alive. Add 50 to your age and see how old you will be.
Hey,
this is a big problem. Because no matter who you are, you must go. All of you are going to die. Oh. 50 years from now, almost everybody here will not be alive.
Ah, makore makumi mashanu tese pano tinenge taita murakatira tisisipo.
That is in the year 2066.
Do korera 2066.
Hey, this is a serious. Hey. It's a serious problem. No matter what you do, you have to go away. So Jesus Christ came to show his power and his knowledge about death, which we, it is a mystery. If you see a dead person, you look at the person, talk, speak, no talking.
Saka Jesu akauya akatiratidza ruzivo neuchenjeri pamusoro pevafa. Zvino zvakavanzirwa vana vevanhu kuti kana munhu afa hapati zii ukati muka nhai taurazve akangoti mwi zero.
When my father died, he was lying quietly in the house that he built.
Baba vangu pavakafa, vakanga vaka rara vakati tono muimba yavakavaka.
He was not speaking at all.
Vasina kana romu romo rokutaura rimwe chete.
It was very confusing for me.
Zvaizungaidza zvikuru kwandiri.
When I die,
pandichafa,
many of my disciples will be confused.
Vadzidzi vangu vazhinji vachavhiringika.
Because I will not speak anymore.
Nekuti ndinenge ndisataure zvakare.
They are used to me talking.
Vandijaira ndiri munhu wekutaura.
But when a father dies,
asi kana baba
vafa, you are shocked by his silence.
Unokashamara nokunyarara kwavo.
Death is very confusing.
Rufu runovhiringidza mafungiro zvikuru.
But it is appointed to man once to die.
Asi zvakatemerwa kumunhu kuti afe kamwe chete.
So Jesus Christ had power over death. That's the first thing.
Saka Jesu Kristu waive nesimba pamusoro perufu. Ndochekutanga
ichi. The first time he went to a man's house called Jairus. Jairus' daughter had died. They called him that she was very sick. But when he got there, she was just dead.
Saka kekutanga ngatinoona ndeke kumutswa kwemwanasikana waJairus. Jesu akanga adaidzwa ikoko asi paanosvika anowana mwanasikana atofa.
And they had already started the funeral.
Ivo vakanga vatotanga kumuchema.
People were crying.
Vanhu vakanga vari pakuhwihwidza.
Jesus went into the room.
Jesu ndokupinda mumba.
And he said, no, she's asleep.
Jesu ndokuti, oh, angarara.
And he spoke to her.
Ndokutaura kwa.
Young lady.
Musikana.
Talita kumi.
Musikana muka.
I say to you, arise.
Ndinoti muka.
And a person who was dead.
Zvino uyo anga akafa.
She got up.
Akasumuka.
And they said, give some water.
Zvikanzi, mupei mvura, mvura.
And they gave her.
Ndokumupa mvura.
Come, they gave her water to drink.
Ndokumupa mvura yekunwa musikana.
Just raised from the dead.
Achangobva kumuka kuvafi.
She was back.
Ndokudzoka.
Jairus' daughter.
Mwanasikana
wa Jairus. Go back to your parents. Clap for Jesus. This is not an ordinary person. But some people criticized Jesus for that. They said Jairus' daughter was not really dead. Jesus said, okay, next time I will wait for the funeral. So that you are sure the person is dead. So he was going by a city called Nain. And there was a young boy who was dead, lying down, and his mother and his aunties were all crying and weeping over the boy. And they were going to bury him. And Jesus was sad. He was moved.
Jesus was moved.
when he saw them, stop crying. Stop crying. It hurt Jesus that it was an only son. Stop. Young man. Young man. I say to you, arise. 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 Mother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Hey. And the Bible said there was great fear in the city. They had not seen anything like that before. But Jesus was showing his power over death. But some people still criticize Jesus for that. They said maybe he wasn't really dead. So Jesus decided to wait this time for the man should be buried properly before I do all these things. So nobody will ask me any question about this again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Resurrection power. Resurrection power. So one day Jesus had a WhatsApp message from his friend Martha and Mary. And they said, our brother Lazarus is very sick. And Jesus said, okay.
Saka. Jesu ndoku waturiwa na Mary na Martha shikazi. Chikomana kuno Lazarus warwarisa. Shikazi na Jesu yakanaka.
Hey, hey. Everybody thought Jesus would rush there because all through Jesus' ministry, when you call him, he goes immediately. No delay. But because of all the criticisms, this time, the Bible said Jesus waited there for 4 days. So Jesus waited, and after 4 days, he came to see. Shh, no walking around at the back, no talking. He waited and he went. When he got there, Mary came running out to see him. Oh, if you had come earlier, if you had come like you've been going to others. Jesus, we gave you food in our house. All these years, we've been feeding you. Our brother was sick, you didn't come to pray for him. He's now dead. Hey!
Zino, Jesu noti, achizoshika Maria unomchingamita. Achichema shikazi, dai Jesu, mama kauya kari. Ingwani kwe wame maikurumiza, tarirai afa manch. Isso tá com o pai, isso é curtica, macática, um pamedo. A safa!
Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. You see, you can't say big things if you cannot prove it.
Munona chesi papa kapat. Dini kumuka. Dini upenyu. Au konegu taura mashokoba ombe. Au singa konegu somirira negu shratit.
And then other people came, Martha, Mary, oh, they came to Jesus and they were all, Jesus hugged and said, oh, brother, oh, if you had come, oh, anyway, it's so bad. Jesus cried, Jesus wept, Bible said Jesus wept, Jesus, because Jesus had feelings.
Shino, Marita nevamwe ndokuzouya vari kuchema kuti Jesu tarisai Lazaro wafa wafa Lazaro na Jesu akabatikana wakachema zvakare Jesu aitobatikana waive nemanzwira.
Hey! Hey! Jesus said, where is the cemetery? Where is the cemetery? What day is today? Tuesday. Tuesday. And they said, we buried him last week, Thursday. So they said, okay, you can come and pay your respects to him. When they went to the cemetery, Jesus said, call one of the laborers to dig the grave. Dig it out. And he said, what are you doing, Jesus? By now it's stinking. What are you doing? Jesus, I said, dig him out. Dig him out. You see, you cannot say you are the Son of God without proving it. And then, okay. Bring the dead body. Now, they told Jesus, by now he is thinking. When I was in medical school, we had a student who killed himself. I think he killed himself on Friday. By Sunday, the hostel was stinking. Nobody knew where the smell was coming from. Everybody thought there is a dead rat somewhere, the whole place. And we were wondering, where is the smell? Four days. When they opened the room, his body was swollen. The whole place was smelling. This is what happened to Lazarus. Bring out his body. And Jesus Christ, this is the greatest power. Nobody has this kind of power in the world, I'm telling
you.
Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out of the box. Only his head came out at first. Everybody ran away. Somebody whose funeral was last week, Thursday. And he came out. Bandaged. In the funeral clothes. Straight from the dead. Clap for Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Yeah, and Jesus took Lazarus home. Now, Jesus raising the dead is very powerful because it is three miracles in one miracle. Number one, it is calling the spirit of the man, whether he went to hell or to heaven, to call him to come back to his body. That's the first miracle.
Kunda,
the
And
it is not easy to come back when you go.
Hey, when
you are gone, there's no transport to come back. Secondly, when you are dead for 4 days, your body is decomposed. Like when meat is spoiled, the meat is spoiled. The meat. So Lazarus' meat was decomposed. So Jesus recomposed the meat, his flesh. He recomposed his meat to come back to normal meat. Hey!
Number 3,
is to re-spark the bodies. The heart has to be re-sparked, like spark. Heart, kidney, all the places. Reactivating of all the body system. And number 4. It's a miracle of healing of what Lazarus was sick of, because if he was not healed of the sickness that killed him, when he comes back to life, he would die immediately from the sickness and go back. So he was healed also of the sickness that he died of.
Wow.
Jesus was the Son of God. Not just a prophet. Not just a teacher. Not just a good person. Not just a kind man. Not just a preacher. Not like how we as pastors are.
Well,
the Son of God. God so loved the world that he gave his Son. Jesus also demonstrated his knowledge about death and resurrection. Nobody had done that before. Jesus told about what happens when you die. He said there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple. Just like this. And this rich man used to be a big man in Harare.
Hey.
And he told us there was a poor man called Lazarus who was suffering with sores on his legs. And dogs in the area came to lick the sores that were on Lazarus' legs. All the dog area dogs, brown, black dog, white and black, black and brown, brown and red, all came to lick the sores all over, all the legs. And in the morning, the juices were coming out of the sores, yellowish, reddish, brownish, greenish, watery, like a saliva with a phlegm. It was coming out every day and with some blood. And the dogs really liked this. It was like a stew for them. Like gravy.
Zino. Murombo is not wire and a maronda. Agaga fukizama kumbake. Maronda I putika urwa. Zimwe zichena. Zimwe saibuda zinenge matziwa. Zimwe zinenge rute. Imbate matsuku zipopi. Wombe. Zaiwe atichinansa.
marondaya zichinakirwa nemuto waibuda pamaronda.
Hey! And the poor man was, they made him lie at the rich man's house. And the rich man would pass by and he would, when he sees the rich man, he gets up. Hello? Chicken? Meat? Please? Please? I beg you. I'm hungry. And the rich man wouldn't mind him. He desired only crumbs. I wanted your bones when you finish. Your bones.
Shino shinonzi murombo. Vai muranzika. Pasuare mfumi. Painarika mfumi. Oti tipo chinyama. Tipo shomanana. Kana makoko hao.
And one day, the poor man was so angry that he died. But when you die, the Bible says immediately after, this is what Jesus told, immediately after judgment.
Yeah.
So the Bible says, when the poor man died, he got up, and angels came, and escorted the poor man to heaven. Angels came around. Go home and read your Bible. Yes, angels. To protect from the demons that are in Bindura and Harare, waiting to attack you, the angels came as an escort and escorted the poor man. Beautiful angels. Wow. And he was safely taken into Abraham's bosom. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And the rich man, this is Jesus, you see, Jesus knew, look, Jesus knows all about death, resurrection, he had power over it. This is the type of person, he's not an ordinary person.
Yeah.
He said the rich man, he fed sumptuously every day. The rich man was smoking. He had a lot of girlfriends. Come. Smoking. This, come quickly. Are you all ladies or your girlfriends? He had a lot of girlfriends. Come on, girlfriends.
Why many was gonna
wow. And the rich man was enjoying. Oh, I'm not feeling the power of the girlfriend. Wow. Delicious. Voluptuous. And he was drinking beer. What is the name of your drink here?
Kirango.
Kirango. The rich man was drinking Kirango.
What do you do?
Hey! Hey! And the girlfriends come.
Smoking.
But one day, the rich man had a heart attack. And he died.
agafa.
Girlfriends, run away quickly. No more money. But after you die, the Bible says judgment. Go home and read your Bible. No angels came for this man. Demons. Devils. Came.
Hey.
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 What is? What are these? Wow. 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 And the rich man went down. He disappeared into hell. He went down to hell. He went down into hell.
Yeah.
Go home and read your Bible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen. Listen carefully. I'm telling you what Jesus knew everything about death. And resurrection. Yeah. And the rich man went into hell. And there, he was tormented. He was tormented by devils. Devils around him all the time. The demons were tormenting him. Everywhere. Everywhere he went. In hell. In hell. Now. 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 He was suffering. In hell. And he cried, Father Abraham.
Baba Abraham.
Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Listen carefully, my friend. Where's my... He cried. Listen, what I'm describing will happen to everybody. Leave. What I'm describing will happen to everybody. Everybody's going to die. And he went down to hell. And he said, have mercy. And he saw Lazarus far away in heaven. And he cried, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. I am suffering. Send Lazarus to give me one drop. Just one drop of water. Listen, my friend. There is a place. They don't ask for glass. They don't ask for bottle. They don't ask for cold water or warm water. Just a drop. Just a drop. Please. Please. This is why Jesus Christ came to the world. He knows it. He knows death. He knows what happened to everybody. He knows how to raise people. He knows what happened to Lazarus. He knew what happened to the rich man. And he told us what happened. And the rich man cried, please, I beg you. I beg you. Abraham said no.
Abraham
No. If you want to hear yes, say yes to Jesus here. When you get into hell, every question you ask, the answer is no.
Yeah.
No. Then he said, I have 5 brothers in Bindura. They are just like me. We are the same. Send Lazarus As an evangelist. Abraham said, sorry, no. We don't send evangelists from hell. We send evangelists from churches. He was more concerned about missionary work than some of the pastors today. Sometimes I wish one or two of the rich men in my church and my life would go to hell for one day and come back. They will support missionary and evangelism work very well. Then the rich man said, okay, you can't send Lazarus? He said, no. Abraham said, they have the prophets. Let them hear the prophets. Prophets, pastors, you are supposed to preach about hell instead of only preaching about money. You're supposed to be preaching about heaven and hell to save people from going to hell. That's what Abraham said. Now, listen. God is in heaven and he's looking at us. Every day people die and go from Bindura. Many people have died here, buried. There's a cemetery just here. So many. Jesus looks at the people every day, die, they go to hell. Some go to heaven, they go to hell. God is looking every day, hurts him. That is why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to intervene. To stop the stem of the flood of people flooding into hell every day. Look at me, everyone. Look at my hand. Look at my hand. God sent me to Bindura to warn you. What I showed you here that happened with the rich man and Lazarus, it will happen to you if you don't turn around and repent from your sins. Listen to me, my friend. This is not a time to talk to your neighbor. If you go to hell, you can't blame anyone. You can't even blame me. You saw it. You heard it. You were warned. God sent Jesus to save you. If you play around, as some of you are playing with God, you will regret it. And you can never come out. You know, there was a pastor from Assemblies of God Church. One day he went to preach in a church. Jesus was listening to his message. After 3 days of convention, he came to his room thinking that he was a great man of God. And suddenly Jesus appeared to him and said to the pastor, come here, come. And Jesus took the pastor down to hell. When he got to hell, he said, this Assemblies of God pastor, he said, it's just like in the Bible. Wailing. Weeping. Gnashing of teeth. He saw so many people. Suddenly, he came across somebody. Do you know who he saw? His roommate in university. Was in hell. A young man like himself. He said, "What? How do you come here? I don't know you are dead. Are you alive or dead?" The man said to him, "Remember, it was Sunday." He told him, "I died on Friday, and I came here on Friday." He said, "I died in an accident." He was shocked. People who are dead, they know how they died. If they died in an accident, they know I died in an accident. They know the day they died, and they come there on that day. Jesus brought him back to his room. The next day he called his mother. As soon as he called his mother, his mother said, "Have you heard the news?" "What news?" "Your friend, your roommate, there was a terrible accident on Friday." You see, it was now Monday. The vision, what happened was on Sunday. Monday, he called his mother. His mother said, "Have you heard? Your roommate, I visited the two of you in your room. He died on Friday in an accident." And the boy was shaking because Jesus had taken him to hell on Sunday and showed him his roommate in hell. How many want to go straight to hell? How many want Jesus to save you from going to hell? How can you be saved tonight? Jesus said, on the day before he died, he took a cup. He said, "This is my blood." Yeah. Jesus knew what he was doing. All of you, Jesus knew what he was doing. Jesus knew everything. He knows death, how to raise people. He knows everything. He knows how to let people escape. Without the shedding of blood, no one can escape. He took his blood. He said, "My blood, this is my blood, which is shed for the sins of the whole world." And tonight, if you receive Jesus and you receive his blood,
will
wash away your sins, make you a new person. I did it when I was in secondary school. I have never looked back. I have never regretted the day I gave my life to Jesus
Christ.
From the day I found Jesus till today, never. I only thank him every day as I get older that I knew him when I was so young. That is why I came to Bindura to warn you and to tell you that Jesus loves you, he died for you, and you must open your heart to receive him today. Tonight I see a mighty angel ready with a pen. And your name will be written in the book of life if you receive him. Bindura will never be the same again. Thieves and liars and prostitutes are turning around. When Jesus changes your life, you are changed forever. How many want Jesus Christ to come into your heart? Then stand up and lift your hand. No, don't talk to anybody. If you want Jesus to come into your heart and your life, lift your hand like this and stand up. I want to pray for you. I'm talking about the Son of God. I'm not talking about an ordinary person. Jesus was about 29, 30 years old when he was saying all these things. I cannot be an ordinary person. He don't even have the maturity of a 40-year-old. He must be God. He knew what happened to people when they died. He knew how to call people back from the dead. Your hand must be like this if you want Jesus. And say this prayer everywhere. On the mountains, all around. On the mountains, at the back. You want Jesus. Then your hand must be up like this. And say this prayer with me. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you for your message to me tonight. Oh God. I know. I am a dirty sinner. Please forgive me for my sins. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry for all my sins. I have done many, many bad things. I have done many, many bad things. Please forgive me. Have mercy on me. Now everybody ask Jesus for mercy now. If you go to hell and you ask for mercy, you will not be shown mercy. Everybody pray and pray to God yourself. Say, God, have mercy on me now. Have mercy on me. Forgive me, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Show me mercy, Lord. Pray, pray. Ask Jesus to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. Thank you, Father. Now, say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. Tonight, my name is, mention your name, my name is, please write this name in the book of life. Tonight, I give my heart to you, Jesus. Say it, I give my heart to you, Jesus. Thank you for coming and saving me with your blood, with your life. You have rescued me. You have saved me from my sins, from hell. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your two hands and say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus Christ, for all you have done for me. Tonight, in Bindura, I accept Jesus. I receive Jesus as my Lord, as my Savior, as my Master, as my Healer. I love you, Jesus. I thank you. From tonight, I belong to God. Say, from tonight, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus Christ. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. I thank you, Jesus. Now lift your finger, just one finger like this. Everybody, say after me, Satan. Satan, listen carefully. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. I reject you. I refuse you. From tonight, Satan, I disconnect myself from you. I disconnect myself from you. I have nothing to do with you again. Jesus Christ has set me free. And I am free indeed. Satan, I rebuke you. I reject you. I refuse you. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your two hands like this. And say, Jesus, how I love you. How I love you. How I thank you. You are my redeemer. You are the one who bought me. You paid for my life. I thank you. I love you. Give Jesus a mighty clap and a wave and a shout.
Zvakanaka regaiti namate muchishona. Titi Ishe Jesu.
Ishe Jesu.
Ndinoda kukutendai. Nekuti ndimi kumuka. Ne upenyu. Manerando. Ndinogamuchira upenyu. Pindai mumoyo mangu. Muve Ishe. Namambo. We upenyu wangu. Dinoraba Satani. Nema timonese. Dino zvibvisa kwari. Dino sarudza Jesu. Dimishe. Nemponesi wangu. Dinoda kunamatai. Nekukuterai. Kwe upenyu wangu wese. Uzita na baba. Remwana komana. Nere mweya mchene. Tite mere mere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I want everybody to stand up. How many are glad that tonight your name is written in the book of life? Oh, what a blessing. What good news? What good news is this? What good news is this? Now I want you to put your hand wherever your sickness is. Jesus is doing wonderful miracles right now. Are you expecting a miracle tonight? Now any problem you have, tonight is the last night, so every problem must be solved tonight. I'm praying for everybody today. Lay your hands wherever your problem is tonight. You are the Lord that healeth me.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord,
my healer.
You sent your word and you healed my disease.
You are the Lord.
You
right now, if it is your, no one should walk around, no movement at all. No, nobody, not even one person. I'm praying God is touching our lives, and even after the campaign, there are going to be many testimonies after we go. Put your hand, if it's your eye, put your hand on your eye. If it is your ears, put your hand on your ear. If it is your stomach, Put your hand on your stomach. If a snake has bitten you, put your hand where the snake bit you. If you cannot put your hand, just put your hand on your heart. Demon powers are breaking in your life tonight. Satan's power is finished tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father,
Baba,
touch every person standing here with your power tonight. In the name of Jesus, I break the yokes. Whatever represents a curse in your life, tonight it is broken in the name of Jesus. Whatever represents a sickness, a problem, a curse, a difficulty that is following you, tormenting you, in the name of Jesus, come out of the people. Come out of the people. Come out of the people. You are free right now. Power is flowing in this place. Power is flowing in this place. Demonic strongholds are broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anyone who is tormented by evil spirits, put your hand on your head right now. Anyone who is tormented by evil spirits right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind every demonic power that is in operation right now. In the name of Jesus, come out, 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 come out. Jesus, you are loosed. You are loose. You are free. Demons that entered you for some years are coming out. Are coming out now. Everybody pray, pray, pray. Pray. The power is here. Power of God is flowing. Power of God is flowing. Receive it now. Receive it now. Satan, come out. Snakes, come out. Scorpions, come out. Demon powers, come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You are liberated. You are free. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you. Bintura shall never be the same again. Never the same again. Everybody pray, 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 pray. Pray. Power. Power is flowing in this place. Power is flowing in this place. There are serpents, dragons, monkeys, frogs, wicked spirits coming out now. Come out in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God. Makariba, Makariba, Metaraba Kabaranda, Metarabala Sipara, Le Chegala Subara, Le Prade Sampara, Lambre Ketabala, Madele Bakabaradala. Come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus, come out. Satan, I bind you. Satan, I curse you. I say, come out of the people. Demons are coming out now. Come out in Jesus' name by the blood of the Lamb of God. Yes. Lift your hand and thank God right now. Thank God. Everybody, everybody, thank God. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. Demonic powers are broken. La Cresa Pachola. Yes, there are serpents. I see dragons and serpents coming out of people. Dragons and serpents. Dragons and serpents. Dragons and serpents. Coming out. Come out. Come out. spirits, lying devils, dragons, in Jesus' name, devils, dogs, frogs, creatures, parahuman spirits, hybrid spirits, come out of the people. There's somebody here. You cannot sleep. You cannot rest. You cannot be normal. Satan has harassed you. But the power of Satan is broken in your life tonight in the name of Jesus. You are free. Demonic powers are broken tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Jindo, 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 jindo.
Yes.
Mando sapala. Mande kebara la mamandala. Everybody lift your hand. Thank God right now. You are free from demons, evil spirits, sicknesses, and curses. Now, receive it. Whatever represents a curse in your life, it is broken tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is so beautiful tonight. Everywhere, begin to check yourself. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it right now. Satan, your power is finished. Your power is finished. Your power is finished. Devils come out. 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 Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody with a lamp in your breast, you are healed. Somebody you couldn't walk. Rise up and walk now. Somebody you had a problem in your head. Power is moving right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Somebody had stomach pain. Jesus' power is healing you. There is a woman bleeding, always bleeding. God's power is healing you. Anyone falling and screaming, bring the person to me in the front. Father, thank you for your power that is at work today. In the name of Jesus. Right now,
yes, you know,
examine yourself. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it. Begin to do it. If you couldn't see, open your eyes. If you couldn't hear, check your ears right now. Whatever problem you have, check yourself right now. Something is happening. Something is happening. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Wherever you are right now, if God has touched you, if God has touched you, if God has healed you, I want you to come to the front on the side here. Come, come to the front. I want to take some testimonies and pray for you. There's power here tonight. There's power here tonight. There's power here tonight. Come. Come. If God has healed you, if God has healed you, if God has healed you, come to the front quickly. Come, come. Come. If God has healed your child, God has healed your stomach, God has opened your eyes, whatever God has done for you tonight, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Jesus is healing many people tonight. Many, many miracles are taking place now. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Ishe, Ishe, Ishe. matai Isha wa rugare Oh
you. Come now. God is emptying wheelchairs.
Akamuka, indi eishe, indi mambo, makasimu kamepo, Jesu akanyara tamepo. Oh, diani, diani,
alright. Now, lay your hands on your heart, I want to pray for you. If God has touched you, and you are healed, you had a problem, but God has done something for you. Come to the front now. I want to pray with you. And I want to take your testimony. Come quickly. Put your hand on your heart now. Let me pray with you. I'm praying for you and I'm praying for
Bindura. Father,
thank you, Jesus. I pray for everyone whose hands are laid. Jesus. There are many problems. Many difficulties. But tonight, I ask you for your power. Jesus! Healing Jesus! Powerful Jesus! Heal! Heal! Show mercy. I pray for the people. Every torment. Every lunatic. Every deaf. Dumb. Blind.
Maim.
Every suffering. Let the healing hand of Jesus rest upon your life tonight. Receive it in Jesus' name. Whatever is troubling you in the house, when you go back home tonight, from tonight, I declare the curse is broken in the name of Jesus. The curse is broken in the name of Jesus. God has set you free. You are healed. Your enemies, your mockers, will turn into those who celebrate you. In the name of Jesus. God's power is working right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Lift your hand and receive God's grace. All over Bindura tonight. The power of the Holy Spirit. 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 It's working. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Many miracles tonight. No one should move. No movement. What is this?
This lady had a lump in the lower abdomen here. She caused a fibroid. It was a lump there. Tonight when we prayed, the lump has disappeared.
Is it true?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, it's true, men of God. I went to the doctors and they said I have fibroids in my stomach. And when you were praying, I had to touch my stomach and there was a lump in my stomach. But when you were done praying, I checked myself. That lump had disappeared. I'm now healed.
Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist for 3 years. She leaded this walk.
Wow.
Evangelist, she came this morning. She got healed this morning. When I was looking for her to give her this, where is she? There she was. She went home without it.
She went home without
it. She walked. We also are going home without
it. This lady was healed this morning and she left this here. Come on, walk. Let's see, Mama. How old is she? How old is she?
Eighty-one.
This lady is 81 years old. She came with this stick. And this morning she was healed. Not tonight. She was healed this morning. And she forgot it here. And she went home without. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. 81 years old. 81 years old. You better pray that when you are 81, you can walk as well as she. Thank you, Jesus. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, in 2014, this man had an abdominal condition. We took him to intensive care. After that, he could not walk unless he used this crutch. But tonight, Evangelist, wow, when you pray, he does not need the crutch anymore. He can walk without the crutch.
Yeah. Walk, let's see.
He couldn't lift his foot.
He could not lift his foot.
He could not. His wife is here. I wish she would come.
Wow. What were you using this for? How do you work with it? Do you use one or two?
I started using them as two, but now I was using one for 2 years.
Wow. And tonight, what happened to you tonight? When you said, I'm going to pray for you and pray along, I prayed along and I also touched my legs as I was seated. Then when you were done praying, I checked myself and I found out that I could now lift up my legs. I wow.
didn't do that.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Doctor, what is this? Doctor, what is this?
There is a spinal demyelinating condition like Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Okay.
Demyelinating. It comes, it never reverses. It gets worse and worse and worse.
Wow.
And can even affect other nerves
in
the body.
Thank you for healing in
Jesus'
name.
But the power of God has healed him tonight.
Give the Lord a mighty clap. Olivia, what on earth is this?
Evangelist, 17 years. That's how she used to walk. 17 years. Evangelist, the power of God has touched her. Tonight, for the first time, she's standing. She's so happy.
What a powerful man.
She says she feels like crying.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 17 years. This single family.
Yeah.
Morgan Van Zee, gonna come as soon as
thank you, Lord, in the name
she
of
was
Jesus.
Bent double, so you see.
She was bent over.
Over, so she's now.
Like the woman for 18 years was bent years. Over.
So she is 17. Just 1 year, and she would wow. have been like the Bible days.
Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord.
This is the. This is it. Jesus has healed this lady.
Yeah.
She has to bend over. This is not a normal wheelchair.
Yeah.
Not this type. She has to bend over.
Bend over.
Come, Mama, come.
Wahambanati.
Wahambanati.
Wow.
Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati.
Give them. Wow.
Wahambanati.
Thank you,
my Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Jesus.
Give the Lord a mighty clap. Doctor, what is happening? Let's pack it there. Let us sit down. Bidia, what is this?
Hey.
Look at somebody.
Hey.
Live Jesus, I am. Live Jesus, I am.
What is happening?
Evangelist, this young lady had a lump in her right breast.
Wow.
She did. And when you prayed tonight...
Where was the lump? Where was the lump?
She said, right. Producing the armpit.
Wow. And did you examine her?
I examined her, Evangelist. She said the lump disappeared when you prayed. Wow. I examined her downstairs. There's no lump in her breast, Evangelist.
This is a medical doctor... All the way she flew from Memphis in America just to come for the crusade. And you are sure there's no lamp?
I examined her. There is wow. no lamp.
Young lady, how old are you, my dear?
I'm 20 years.
20 years. Wow. And you have been healed of a lamp.
I'm healed.
The lamp was right here.
Yeah.
80% of lamps are over here on this side. Up there. Most of the lamps there. That's where you have. And your breast goes into your armpit. That's all part of your breast. And tonight Jesus has healed. Thanks. Thanks, Jesus. Hallelujah. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, this woman is a stroke patient walking this way tonight.
Stroke.
Stroke. 4 years.
4 years of stroke.
Come. Listen, this is what she has been using to walk.
This is stroke. This is a stroke.
She could not move her right leg. She could not lift her right hand.
Mm. Come on, my dear. Come on. Come on.
Let's. lift this hand.
What could you not do before, Mama? What is she saying? What is she saying?
She's saying for 4 years I was a stroke patient. My whole right side was paralyzed. I could not use it. But tonight, as you were praying, I checked myself. Now I'm healed. As you can see me, I'm healed.
Can you lift up your hands?
Give the Lord a shout.
Wow.
Change your dance. Be like that.
Olivia, I saw this lady running this way.
Evangelism is a fantastic miracle. For 30 years, 30, she had pain in the knee and the waist, and she could not walk well. For 15 years, she's been tied to this. 15 years. Show evangelists how you used to walk. 15 years.
Then she rest like that.
Yes, then she will rest like that. 15 years. And now look at her. Hallelujah!
What blessing, come on! Olivia, Vivaldi, this lady is dancing better than you. Wow.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. BDR, what is happening?
Evangelist, since August this year, this lady has had pain in her right side of her back and her leg, and she was walking with a limp. But tonight, you prayed, Evangelist, and she's walking perfectly.
What happened to you, Mama, tonight? What happened tonight?
Wow.
Now, some of you are wondering what is happening to these people. The Bible says when the man, young man, saw Jesus, the spirit tear him. So the evil spirits are tearing the people. And the Bible says he fell down and wallowed, which is to roll. So this is what happened in the Bible. Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. And unclean spirits crying with a loud voice, like we are hearing the cries with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them.
Mama,
look at her walking. Mama, how old are you, my dear? How old are you?
68 years.
68 years. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful miracles. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she was totally blind in the right eye.
Wow.
And tonight, she can see.
She can see.
She can see.
Let her tell us. Let her tell us.
This right eye was totally blind, but yesterday when this God touched me, he opened my eyes. Now I can see.
Can you see now?
Close
the other eye. Can you see me?
I can see your hand.
You can see my
hand.
Yes.
Can you see my face? Yes, I can see your face.
What do I look like?
What can I say? What can I say? I can see your face.
You can see my face.
Yes.
Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. These are trumpet players, I tell you. Doctor, what is happening?
A miracle here tonight. This lady has been bleeding persistently for 3 months, non-stop.
What can cause a woman to bleed for 3 months?
Hormonal imbalances like polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Wow.
Yes. PCO, typically. Persistently bleeding. Tonight, the power of God touched her as you were praying. The bleeding has stopped.
Has the bleeding stopped? How do you know the bleeding has stopped?
I felt it myself because usually I would feel pain when I'm bleeding.
Can you feel that the bleeding has stopped if you are a woman? Really? I don't know because I'm not a woman. Whenever I read the story of Jesus with the woman who was bleeding for 12 years, I always wondered, how did she know that she was healed?
And you don't see him.
She could feel it. So when I asked the ladies, they can feel it. I say, wow. And the bleeding has stopped. Come this way. Come this way. A curse is broken in your life. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Break it.
Amen.
Umu Jehovah, ebuli minyango. Umu Jehovah, ebuli minyango. Ongabala.
Evangelists, powerful things are happening tonight. This lady is 35 years old.
35?
Yes. For 5 years, she had not had her menstrual period.
5 years?
Yes.
No bleeding, no period. For 5 years, she should have had 60 periods.
Yes.
Hey, that's a lot of periods.
Period.
12 every year times 5 years.
And she's 35.
She's only 35. But and what happened?
Tonight, evangelist, when you prayed, the power of God came over her. She felt herself bleeding.
She started bleeding after 5 years. 5 years, that is 60 months. Have gone by 60 months. 60 menstrual periods are missing.
In a young woman.
35 years. Yeah. 60 menstrual periods have been missed. I'm sure some people would even like that, but she has missed 60 periods. And suddenly the power of God came and you started bleeding.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, for your power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Olivia, tell me what is happening.
Evangelist, since April, this is how she's been wearing this hat.
Why?
Completely blind in that eye.
She wears a hat like this because she's blind in that eye.
She's blind in that eye. She came here like this.
She came here like this.
Evangelist, tonight, after the prayer, she realized that she can see in that eye.
She can see.
She can see.
From this eye that has been blind.
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
What happened?
April. Sakaraka varaitonge kamopo. Kamopo apakai potaka chidrena mvura. Saka kakacha 3 times kachi potaka chidrena mvura. Saka nasi pandauya pano ndangandini pfungwa yekuti pamwe harichatooni pamwe mboni akatofa nekudrena kwemvura. Saka panga pachina matwana evangelist. Dopa ndatanga kuona kuti ruoko rwangu ndakwanisa kuruona.
I had herpes zoster.
Herpes zoster.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but when you prayed, I found out that I thought my eye was totally damaged and it couldn't see again. But when you prayed, I checked and I saw I could now see my hand
moving.
Moving.
Jesus. Thanks a million. Wow. Doctor, what is happening here?
This lady has been suffering from back pain.
Back pain.
Could not even bend.
Wow.
Tonight, the power of God has touched
her.
Touched her.
Let's come quickly. Strength.
Evangelist, she had a mass.
She had what?
A mass here.
A tumor.
A tumor.
Where's the tumor?
It was here.
Bundu.
Is it there now?
There's no more tumor.
It disappeared.
Yes.
When did it disappear?
Just now when you were praying.
When I was praying, a tumor disappeared.
12 years she's had it.
For 12 years. Doctor, what is this tumor?
Here. Pointed.
Inside. It's likely to be an uterine fibroid or an ovarian cyst. Sometimes also a mass like this can be a cystadenal carcinoma of the ovary. Yes.
Satan, the power, your power is broken in the name of Jesus.
House of blind, the narrow street.
This man could not move his left hand, swollen. The power of God touched him.
Swollen.
He can move it now.
Lift it up. His hand was swollen from what? Is it elephantiasis or what? He fell down. Jesus, thank you. Let them come. Many, many miracles tonight.
Evangelist, yesterday, when you prayed, she passed out something from a private part. It was so bad and smelly that everybody around her closed eyes and the nose. She says that when she went home, something, a fleshly thing came out of her. She saw it in her underwear. A fleshly thing from what she's describing.
What is that?
This could be cancer of the cervix. Cervical carcinoma typically causes such very pungent smelling odor and discharge. See a cervix. Yes.
And her auntie came with her to testify that it's true.
It came out of you. What did it look like?
When
it
came?
It
was fleshy and like blood. So So I wanted to come to the queue, but because people were feeling the smell, I couldn't come to the queue.
Wow. Satan, your power is finished tonight in Jesus' name.
But I got a paratransfer.
Routes of land. Just pay. The narrow street.
Let them come. So many miracles.
To see this man from Galilee.
Receive your healing.
Thank you.
Just a carpenter, some say, leading fools astray. Yet many kneel to give and pray. And in his eyes they glimpse the power.
Thanks, Jesus.
The heart of all men.
Yes, Jesus.
For he knows his father's voice. He speaks his father's word.
Yes, yes.
For he comes in the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
And when my strength is nearly gone,
power of the Holy Ghost.
When there's nothing left to do,
but to depend on you,
but just depend on you, and the power of your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as we call upon your name, your strength to weakness to show, we can know the master's plan, extend the master's hand.
Thank you, Lord, in the name
when
of
we
Jesus.
Come in
yes.
The name.
Jesus be healed. In the name of 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 Jesus. In the name of Jesus be healed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus be healed. the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we heal.